Joining us this morning is Dr. Kim Anderson, crops marketing specialist at OSU, here to talk to us about wheat prices. Dr. Anderson, why don't you tell us a little bit to start off with about how this year's wheat prices compare to some of our previous year's wheat prices?
Well, they're higher than previous prices, especially last year. Now, you can go back to 2010, the prices have been going well below that $6 level. And I like to look at that $6 level for critical high prices and low prices. Prices went above that in September of 2010, essentially stayed high above $6 through 14, but between February of 2014 and July of 2021, prices stayed below $6. We're above $6, so we've got relatively good prices.
Okay. What do you think attributes to these higher prices?
Well, I think these prices are high. You can go back to looking at this year's production around the world. We had record production at 28.5 billion bushels, almost the same as last year, just slightly higher. However, our consumption this year was a record 28.8 billion bushels. You know, it's higher than production. And last year, we had 28.0 billion bushels, which was higher than the year before. So we're reducing stocks. Ending stocks are projected to go from 10.9 billion bushels in 2019 down to 10.2 billion bushels this year. There's a lot of uncertainty in the market. You can look at the Ukraine-Russian conflict going on right now. It makes it uncertain about wheat being shipped out of the Black Sea ports. Also, you can look at the major exporter minus the European Union. You've got Ukraine, US, Argentina, Australia, Canada, and Russia. All basically hard red winter wheat exporters. Of course, Australia's is a white wheat, a soft white wheat, but it competes directly with our hard red. You look at the five-year average on the U.S. for these exporters, we averaged 1.34 billion bushels. This year, we produced 956. It's 16% over the five-year average, down to 12%. How you look at Russia, their average production was 2,854,000,000 bushels. This year, they only produced 2,774,000. But now that reduction in production in Ukraine, average 980 million, this year over 1.2 billion. You can look at Australia, their average 868 million bushels, 1.2 billion. So if you total those up, you got 4.34 billion on the average. This year, 4.42. Higher production, but still higher prices, and that's because of the above average consumption.
How high do you think wheat prices could go?
I think $9 is a limit. You go back to that 2010 through 14 period, we hit that $9. Actually, we hit $9.03 on two different times, one in February 11 and one in July of 12. So that $9 is, I think, a critical level, and I think we could hit that again. You go back to 2008, you can see wheat prices going up to $12.65. If this drought continues in the United States and we lose other crops with consumption being higher than production, we could run up to that $10, $11, maybe even $12. Not very likely, but it could happen.
So on the flip side, how low do you think prices could go?
Wheat prices got down to $2.73 a bushel. Are we going to get that low? I don't think so. I think that $6 is going to be a hard price to break on the break through on the bottom side. I think we can hold that. If we do, I believe $5 will be our low price for the next year out.
Well, thank you, Dr. Anderson, for that wonderful information about wheat markets for this year.